There is a piercing question that is asked repeatedly over and over again throughout Scripture and indeed throughout our sacred tradition. God asked the question to the young King Solomon this morning. Elijah asked Elisha the same question before he was taken up to heaven in the fiery chariot. Jesus asked the disciples of John this question. And he also, at one time, asked the blind man Bartimaeus. And the question comes in different forms, sounds differently, but basically it boils down to this. What do you want? What do you want? A woman I work with told me about her mother's last days in hospice this past week. All the siblings had gone each day to the care center to visit with their mother, who was in a hospital bed. And each day they asked her as they left the room, "What do you want? What can we do for you?" And while laying in the bed without fail, the mother turned to the children and said, "I want to go. I want to go." Each time she was asked the question. So this question, what do you want, when you think about it, really gets to the heart of what we're about. Because when you think about the answer to that, what do you want, it says a lot about a person. In a certain way, it defines who that person is. How we answer that question says so much about us, and it forces us to bare our soul. What do you want? When Solomon is asked the question by God, the young King Solomon, who is succeeding his father David, when he's asked the question, "What do you want?" he responds, "Wisdom. Wisdom is what I want, Lord." And that's an answer pleasing to God. So what then is wisdom, as we understand it? One definition that I like comes to us from St. Thomas Aquinas. Aquinas says that wisdom is seeing things as God does. Seeing things as God does, from his divine perspective. So really, it's kind of putting on the mind and the eyes of God, thinking like he would think. And this thinking like God gives us the power, really, then to choose the best option in any situation. The best and highest option. And gets us to the best and highest goal, together with the best way to attain that. And so we might ask, what is that highest goal that we need to attain, that we're looking for? And the highest goal of our lives, the pearl of great price, spoken about in the gospel today, is friendship with Jesus Christ. Friendship with Jesus Christ. When Christ is truly the center of our life, when he is truly our best friend, then something interesting happens with us. And that is that it changes the way that we experience the world. We see things not just with our own eyes, but we see things with spiritual eyes. We see how this affects our eternal salvation. We see the transcendent nature of all our decisions, how they can lead us to heaven or to hell, closer to God or further away. And so friendship with Christ, when he is the center of our life, means that we have a new supernatural outlook on life. And the great thing about that is that we are set free then from the frustration and the anxiety and the anxiousness, the worry, the anguish of living for only passing things and temporary things. We're set free from that. Praise God that friendship with Jesus Christ can do so much for us. Think of the farmer in the gospel parable today who worries about making ends meet. When he finds that pearl of great price in the field, he is set free from chains. Chains of uncertainty and worry. And now he can live life to the fullest. Because he has that pearl of great price. And so too for us, because when we have that pearl of great price, friendship with Jesus Christ, we're free. We're free. My heart is restless until it rests in you, my God, says St. Augustine, our parish patron. My heart is restless until it rests in you, my God. Meaning that our hearts are made for something more than this world. And that's why nothing here can satisfy that except friendship with Jesus Christ. The fact that no matter what we have, no matter how great we are, even on the best of days, the fact that we still feel a little bit of ache or anguish, maybe you've experienced that where you're having just a perfect day, but there's just something in you that says, is this it? That ache means something. It means that we are not made for this world. We're made for something greater because of our desires. And so the question maybe we could ask this morning is, how do we continue to find over and over again this pearl of great price, this friendship with Jesus Christ? How do we do that? Well, I don't want to oversimplify it, but how do we become friends with a person? We spend time with them. And what a beautiful gift we have here in a perpetual adoration chapel, which is one of, I believe, two in our whole diocese, where we can come any time of the day or night and pray before our Lord, exposed in the Blessed Sacrament. What a gift that is. That was the first place, by the way, that I went after I found out my assignment from Bishop Hayes back in March. On my way home, I stopped by here to pray. And I wouldn't have done that if we didn't have this chapel here. What a gift we have that we can grow in friendship with Jesus through the Eucharist any time of the day here, to be with Him. Wisdom, everybody, is keeping that friendship with Jesus at the center. So if we want to grow in wisdom, then we should spend time here. That relationship, everybody, is our treasure, our pearl. It alone can give us the joy and satisfaction that we so much yearn for every day of our life. What do you want? God asked Solomon. And he asked us, all of us here today, the same question. What do you want? And may our answer also be, Lord, the thing I want most in life is friendship with you. In other words, Lord, what I want is wisdom.